One of the first signs of spring is when the cherry trees bloom at the University of Washington. The iconic trees on the quad have become a symbol of the university's ties to Japan. Yesterday, the university celebrated a gift from Japan. 18 new cherry trees have been added to the campus. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The new cherry trees were planted this spring. You can find them near Drumheller Fountain, along Mary Gates and Johnson Halls. Professor Tetsuden Kashima led the effort to bring the trees to campus. He imagines a time when the trees are fully grown. They'll greet people coming out of the new light rail station as they walk into campus.
Three up there, there's three here, and then up past the fountain, there's six, and six, there's 12. And then above that, the older trees are still there.
Oh, it's going to be quite a sight.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
The trees are Yoshino cherries with origins in Japan. The older ones in the quad were first planted around 1939. If the trees could talk, they would tell a sad chapter of the university's history. In 1942, more than 400 Japanese-American students were sent to internment camps. There'll be two granite plaques near the new trees. One of them will acknowledge the Japanese and Japanese-American students who went to school here, including those whose education was disrupted and never completed.
That is a reminder of what can happen. And so we have to say these kinds of acts which are discriminatory or racial or in some way not in keeping with the American spirit should not occur again.
In 2008, the Board of Regents voted to award honorary degrees to those students.
It was their way of saying, we are sorry, we're trying to make some fence bending, but more than that, we're making you huskies in a real way.
Kashima says it'll be a joy to watch a new group of cherry trees blossoming every year on campus. The blooms are spectacular but short-lived, a visual reminder of how life is both precious and precarious. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.